if I said, or if somebody you knew that had just moved to Yellville, and I want to know where that person lived, you said, well, that person
moved to Yellville.
Moved
to Yellville.
Yeah. And if we were talking about some friends of yours, like somebody named Jones or something, and somebody was over at their house, and I asked you where they were, if it's somebody that is just a close neighbor and they're named Jones, you'd say, well, they're...
I didn't know. Just talk.
I'm not explaining that one again. If somebody we knew, you and I knew, was over at the Joneses' house, and the Joneses were some close neighbors of yours,
mm-hmm.
I'd say, well, where is he? And you'd say, well, he's...
He's over at Jones'.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if they were not such a close neighbor, if they lived like, on 62 South or something, you'd say, and that's if the Joneses lived over there, well, I'd say, where is he? You'd say, well, he's
at Jones over on 62.
And if we were talking about like me living in Marshall, and if somebody were to ask you where does Mary McCall live, you'd say, well, she lives
Marshall.
And if you were making a whole sentence out of it, you'd say, well, if you were using my name in it, you'd say, Mary
McCall.
And then you say, if you want to tell them where I live, you'd say...
She lives in Marshall.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if we were talking about... if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you'd say that at 3 o'clock, school...
is over. Is out.
Mm-hmm. And after the summer is over, they say, when does school, or they say it's time for school to
be out?
Well, but I mean, after their summer vacation, they'll say it's
time for school to start.
Yeah.
Take up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And if a little boy left home in the morning to go to school, but he didn't really go, he stopped and went fishing or something instead, you say he...
I forgot, what they call that?
They call it played hooky?
Yeah, played hooky.
Yeah.
He played hooky.
You never did that, did you?
Never did, no. No.
You say,
I wouldn't do a trick like that.
You were a good boy, weren't you?
I was good, yes.
You say that a person goes to school to get a...
education.
And after high school, some people go on to...
college.
And after kindergarten, they go on to the...
To the first reader.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now, like, when you were in school, I guess children would sit at benches, didn't they?
Yeah, sit on the benches.
Uh-huh. And of course, nowadays they sit at
on desks, seats. Desk seats.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they have desks, then each one will have his own
desk.
Uh huh. Well, they have their. But like now, when you went to school, they didn't have.
Didn't have desks.
They didn't have any kind.
No, not when I started, but before I quit, they had.
Oh, they did. They
yeah.
did.
Yeah,
they
had them before I. When I started, they didn't have them. Just. Common, very common seats, but they finally bought some seats.
Mm-hmm.
They got some desk seats.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an awful time when I started to go.
You did?
I guess I better not tell it that thing was going.
Oh, you see why it's bad to be on here? Where are you? Close to the end of that sign. A building that's built especially for checking out books, you call that a...
library.
And mail a package at the...
post office.
And people stay overnight in a strange town at a...
motel.
Of course, in the old days, though, before they had those, they had... before they had motels, they had... In town, they'd have...
hotels.
And people would go to see a movie at a...
at a theater.
And you catch a train down at the rail...
depot.
And sometimes when you call it the rail... there's a depot that they call it the rail...
railroad station.
Did they call it that sometimes?
Sometimes.
Place of depot? Let's see. Of course, now they don't even have trains anymore.
No, they don't.